Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking to international best-selling author, Simple, Soulful, Successful, Marie Timby. Marie has been a successful multi-site franchisee for over two decades, and during this journey has discovered how to have the perfect balance and happiness every day of her life. Who wouldn't want to tap into this info? And Marie, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. What a lovely introduction. Looking forward to it.
Well, we certainly aim to please and really appreciate your joining us here today. Looking forward to hearing from you as well. So tell us, for starters, what was the reason behind you wanting to write your book? Let's start there.
Okay. Well, the idea for writing the book came to me probably over two decades ago. It was during one of our first holidays, and we were with about eight other franchisees, and we were all only about 6 months into our businesses, and we managed to take a weekend to get away together. It was during this time that I noticed we're all having the same issues, that my problems with staff and customers were the same as theirs, and paperwork was overwhelming. We were all struggling with finding enough time to do everything that we had to do, and we hadn't even started our families then. We were still quite young. So I knew then that it was only going to get harder. Overwhelm had well and truly hit us all, so I decided that I would begin to take notes. I would try to find the answers and then share them to form a book to make the journey easier for those people before me, those at the same place as me, and those that were coming after me. So I wanted the book to have everything in it that I wish that I knew when I was starting, to make things easy and to give people back time that I so desperately wanted.
Yeah, certainly understand the inspiration there to write the book for sure. Now, what are some of your tips you and your partner had for your business and working and living together, which could be a challenge, which may help others doing the same?
Yeah, sure. Definitely. It's a bit tricky when you work and live with your partner at the same time. So we decided if it was going to be successful, we had to have a plan in place right at the start. So we had two secrets. And we believe, we had them from day one, and we believe that they made the important impact on our success. So the first was, we were never allowed to argue in front of our staff, which has always worked well for us. Our staff have only ever seen us united as one. But I laugh because we did carry that over into our home, and so we never argued in front of our children, which kind of backfired, as now when we raise our voice slightly, they think that we're actually arguing. The second secret was that we split our business into two parts, and I had the sales and the cleaning area, and I looked after those staff in that area, and my husband had the bakers in the back area. We've made a decision that we're in charge of everything that happened to do with those areas. So we did discuss each area, but if we ever had a dispute on how something should be done, the final say came down to the person that was responsible for that, and we had to respect that decision. So we also didn't discover straight away, but we now look at personal and work life as one. We used to separate them, which was kind of impossible when you work and live together. So once we decided to look at it as one, we didn't come up with that thought that when we're at home and we were talking about work, that it was stealing our personal life. So that was kind of a successful thing that we did as well.
Certainly some fantastic tips to lend to the listening audience here today. I'm sure they're appreciative and could put that into action as soon as we conclude today. Now, you have a chapter on paperwork. Why did you find that important to write about, and what have you discovered about this?
Yes, paperwork was the tricky one to choose to do a chapter on that. I thought the topic could come across as boring, and but seeing how it was possibly the most overwhelming part of the business for me back when we started, I felt that I have the most to offer in this area, and I've probably learnt the most about paperwork. So there's so much paperwork that comes across your desk every day. You have rosters, wages, super, accounts, stock takes, tax reporting, franchise reporting, and I always carried a lot of stress with the amount of paperwork that used to come in. And so I was slowly discovering ways to do this quicker and easier. I also learned a four-step process that I go through with every single piece of paperwork that comes to me now. And I share more details about it within my book. But basically, the steps are delete, defer, delegate or automate. So every bit of paperwork that comes across, I go through that process to work out where it actually belongs. So this has changed my outlook on paperwork, and I now spend only a couple of days each month doing paperwork instead of every single day.
Well, that's certainly a practical topic and some practical advice. I like it, and I'm sure, again, once again, the audience are appreciative as well. Today, we're joined by international bestselling author, Simple, Soulful, Successful, Marie Timby, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, you talk also about the importance of your staff and your customers. Can you advise your biggest takeaways on each of these that could help the listener as well?
Yeah, sure, Eric. Staff and customers are both extremely important for anyone having their own business, and I make sure that I never forget that, and I never have. We've had up to over 40 staff per store at any given time, and when you can't be in the store, you need to know that your staff are looking after it the best they can. So depending on how well your staff perform can make all the difference to how well your store performs every day. So you must have that good relationship with your staff, and it must be a two-way respect for it to work. You have to enforce rules, but you also have to ensure that you are fair and provide them with a safe and happy place to work. If they're happy, then the customers can feel that and they'll continue to support you. We also came up with a process which we call weeding the garden. There can always be someone that's a bit negative and in amongst your staff, and we call them weeds. We call the positive staff our flowers. So you must tend to the weeds straight away or they'll spread. So you either separate them from the flowers or you make the decision that you have to pull them out altogether. And customers, well, they're vital for having a successful business. With a bakery, you don't get a lot of time with your customers, so each and every transaction is important, and our customers have to be treated like they're more than just a transaction, regardless of their demeanour. I've always wanted my staff to give exceptional service, not good, not great. I want them to give exceptional service every single time. I genuinely love our customers. I tell my staff to try and find a story from my customers so they feel the love every time that they enter our stores. We try to remember their name and their purchase so that they know and they can feel that they're more than just customers. I try to train my staff and let them know and that the customers are the reason that they all have our job. So basically, in a nutshell, our customers and our staff become part of our family. Staff that leave, they stay in touch, and customers that have been coming since the beginning. So, they are extremely important.
Well, they most certainly are. I like how you brought that full circle, the staff and the customer, and how important they all are to seeing success and how you handle both ends of that. So good stuff. Now, you write also about living the 10 principles that you have lived by over the years. Can you explain each one and the importance of these today, if you don't mind?
Yeah, sure. I have had 10 principles over the years, which has guided me, and I've made a point to follow these as best I can. So today they are responsible really for my overall happiness and balance that I have every day. So just quickly, number one is family first. Our family's a tight unit, and I love use a common phrase used and respected by everyone. Number two, passion. You can have your goal or dream, and no matter how big or small it is, make sure that you believe in it and don't let anyone take that away from you. Be patient, live it, and it will eventually come. Number three, gratitude. Always take a moment every day to find something to be grateful for. No matter how bad you think your day is, there's something that you can find that you can be grateful for. Number four, health. Try every day to do one thing that you know is good for you and your family. Number five, continual learning and staying open to new ideas or solutions. Never stop learning. You can never know too much. Knowledge is power. Number six, positivity. Limit your contact with negative people. Practice affirmations daily. Make others feel good about themselves And most of all, talk kind to yourself. Number seven, rituals. Have and follow through with as many daily rituals as you can each day. It's an ingredient to the recipe of a life full of success and happiness. Number eight, improvement. As long as everything you're doing, you're moving in a positive forward direction, you're going to be okay and it's not a race. Number nine, honesty and integrity. Nothing's more important than the truth. The truth will set you free. A promise must never be broken, and a commitment made should be a commitment kept. And loyalty is the key here. And number 10, last of all, spirituality. Fill each day with a form of meditation, self-focus, mindfulness. Yeah, so that's my 10 principles. I try to make sure that everything I do is centered around these principles.
Marie, certainly appreciate your sharing those principles that you've lived by over the years. And the number one and the first one and the top one that stuck out is family first. And when you've got your family first, the rest falls into place. I really believe that. And I appreciate your also bringing that to the front as well. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yes, Eric. Look, I think the thing here is that for anyone to have the ultimate happiness every day of their life, they need to have balance in all areas of their life. So we all have the same amount of time. It's what we do with that time and how we train our brain that can make all the difference. So you have to work out all it is that you have to do as well as all it is that you want to do, and then you plan it. If you don't plan it, it isn't going to happen. So once planned, you then can add daily rituals that are fun and easy to do, and that's just the beginning for you to start living the life that you've always dreamed of.
Marie, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and really some great information shared. And appreciate your time as well. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get more information or to pick up your book, where is the best place online to do so?
Yes, I have a website, marietemby.com, and they can also join me. I have a Facebook page, Marie Temby, and Simple Soulful Successful. They can connect to me there as well.
I'd say that's quite simple enough. Again, folks, it is marietemby.com. Marie, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Thank you very much, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with international best-selling author, Simple Soulful Successful Marie Temby. She has been a successful multi-site franchisee for over 20 years, and during this journey has discovered how to have the perfect balance and happiness every day of her life. And for all the details and for contact, visit marietemby.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.